Now, with the given dilation of the matrix E, it can be shown that the controllable Gramian of the dilated transfer function has a special form, a diagonal form shown here. And in fact, the controllable Gramian also satisfies extra linear equation of the P tilde C tilde star plus B tilde D tilde star equal to 0. Now, which we're going to show later on in chapter 12, and we talk about Riccati equation and also all kinds of function properties. We're going to show that actually those two equations shows that the transfer function actually is an all-pass function. So this is something we're going to talk about later on. But here we're actually going to use these two equations to show actually right away this function indeed satisfies certain all-pass properties. And that's what we're going to do now. We're going to multiply E and E tilde and show that it's a diagonal matrix, so that if you evaluate S equal to J omega, and so you end up with this is going to be a diagonal matrix, so it's an all pass function. So we write the state space realization of ES and E tilde S and multiply it together using the matrix multiplication formulas. This is fairly easy to see if you go back to chapter 3, where we talk about system matrix multiplications. We get a realization of the multiplied system. Then we do a transformation by multiplying the second block of state by P tilde. So transform that by P tilde and add it to the first state. Then we end up with a realization of the A matrix, where the up block, diagonal matrix is a Lyapunov equation, so that from Lyapunov equation, we know that that's equal to zero, and also the first block of the B matrix is zero, so we end up with a realization that is not controllable, part of the state is not controllable, and a part of the state is not observable. So in this case, the that realization can be reduced just to constant term, where constant D tilde D tilde star is in fact a diagonal matrix, which is given by 4 times sigma n square identity. So this indeed shows that E S is an all pass function. Not only that, this actually we don't even need to say that's all pass, but all we need to know is that the E has a norm less than 2 times of sigma n, because E tilde, ES E tilde is equal to 4 sigma n square, so the norm of E is actually equal to 2 times of sigma n. Now, because E11 is a part of the E matrix, its infinite norm is no greater than the infinite norm of G of E, so it follows that the infinite norm of E11 is less than the infinite norm of E, which is equal to 2 times of sigma n. And that's what we wanted.